Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
Tell me about your ex, Catherine.
You must be Elena.
How do we look exactly alike?
I don't want you seeing Elena anymore. If you don't remove her from your life, I will kill everyone that she loves.
The Lockwoods are werewolves.
According to my uncle, you have to trigger the curse. Somebody has to die at your hands.
Tried to kill a werewolf, failed.
Now you made an enemy.
Thank you, Mason. Let's do this. Each with a stake in the heart, then burn them both.
Hi, Mom.
Keep Caroline away from me, please.
She's your daughter, Liz.
Not anymore.
I'm just looking for this old piece of my mom's. It's a moonstone.
Thank you.
You got it.
I got it.
Catherine and Mason kiss passionately. Morning sunshine floods through the window as Elena lies in bed, staring at Stefan sleeping beside her.
You're staring.
I'm gazing.
It's creepy.
It's romantic.
He glances at her, then pulls the pillow over his face. She pulls the pillow off him, and they kiss.
Oh, this is bad of us.
Yes, it is.
If Catherine finds out.
In Catherine's bedroom, Catherine and Mason are also kissing passionately in bed.
His flowers will think I'm a floozy if I have a man in here.
Why are you staying here?
Because I like this little bed and breakfast, don't you?
I love it.
In Elena's room.
Okay, I need to be in the shower.
Love it. Let's go.
No, just me. I'm late. I'm decorating at the Lockwood charity thing.
What do you know? So am I.
Do you think it's really a good idea to be at their house today? Mason Lockwood tried to kill you.
Catherine pushes Mason down on the bed and kisses his bare chest.
Where's the moonstone?
Somewhere safe.
Don't you trust me?
I don't trust anyone. I don't trust Mason. I want to be there today to keep an eye on him.
Okay. But then we can't touch or talk. And no lingering stares.
No, none of that.
He strokes her arm.
What do you think will happen if Catherine finds out that we were fake fighting? She's scared I'm gonna kill you.
No, you won't.
Catherine bites Mason's neck.
Oh, Kath, easy.
Did I hurt you? Sorry. Ow.
Did it hurt?
It's okay. A little bit every day to make you stronger, right?
Stefan stares at Elena's finger, which has a pinprick of blood on the end of it. He puts the fingertip in his mouth and sucks. Catherine licks blood from Mason's neck.
What happens once I give you the moonstone?
I'll live happily ever after. I promise.
I'll bring it tonight, I promise. I promise you. We're gonna get through this.
I love you, Stefan. You know I love you.
I love you too.
Elena and Stefan, and Catherine and Mason, kiss. The Vampire Diaries. Damon answers his door to Jeremy.
I need to talk to you.
And when I need to talk to you?
Tyler Lockwood has to kill someone to activate his curse. He's not a werewolf yet.
Wow, fascinating. Not enough.
But Mason Lockwood is. He's looking for a moonstone, a special rock connected to the werewolf legend. That's why he's here.
A moonstone?
And I know where it is.
And you're bringing me this why?
Do I need a reason? Like, I just want to help, okay?
What's your sister say about this little discovery? Oh, you haven't told her, have you?
Elena doesn't want me getting involved in all this.
And you're in Gilbert, and you just can't help yourself. Wow. Your search for life's purpose is as obvious as it is tragic.
You know what I mean or not?
Damon steps back from the door and Jeremy comes in. At the Lockwood Mansion, preparations are in full swing for the masquerade ball.
Jenna, thanks for helping wrangle the volunteers.
Of course, for a good cause. Plus, I have always been a sucker for the masquerade ball.
So is Richard. This is always his favorite party of the year.
Wait.
Boys, be careful with that. It's from the 1800s. Excuse me. Tyler!
Mom, we got it.
Stefan, hey.
Hey.
I'm cooking dinner tonight. Rick will be there. You should come.
Oh,
You know, Elena and I were kind of taking a pause.
Really? That's not what it sounded like this morning. Light sleeper.
Jenna smiles.
You know what? I heard nothing.
She saunters away, leaving Stefan looking awkward. In the grounds, Bonnie carries a box of candles. She walks into a marquee, and Elena smiles at her.
You're here. I'm here.
Bonnie looks around cautiously.
Caroline's not coming. I told you. Just making sure. You know, eventually you're gonna have to talk to her.
Could you make it a little less obvious you're on her side?
There are no sides, Bonnie.
Come on. Since Caroline became a vampire, we barely see each other. Losing Caroline was bad enough. I didn't think I'd lose you too.
Come with me. Where? Not here. Someplace quiet. We need to talk.
Elena takes Bonnie's hand and leads her away. Liz lies on a bunk, staring at the ceiling in her dingy stone-walled cell in the Salvatore's house. The cell door swings open and smiling blonde-haired Caroline comes in. Liz sits up and Caroline looks down at an untouched tray of food.
You didn't eat much. Good news. Dr. Damon said the vervain's almost out of your system. So with any luck, you'll be freshly compelled and back in your own bed by tonight. Are you really just gonna pretend like I don't exist?
Yes. So please go.
As usual, you don't care. Got it. Just like before I was a vampire. It's not like I died or anything.
Are you really dead?
Yes and no.
How is it possible?
Caroline stays in the cell and closes the door. Upstairs, Alaric comes into the house carrying a cardboard box. Damon.
Rick!
Alaric puts the box down and sees Jeremy.
What are you doing here?
Helping Damon. I'm the one who found out about the Moonstone.
Does Elena know you're here?
Not exactly.
What you got?
Now, this is Isabel's research from Duke. Her assistant sent it to me.
Vanessa, the hottie.
Yeah, Vanessa, yes. Now, do you remember the old Aztec curse she told us about?
Sun on the moon, blah, 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 blah.
The Aztec curse, cool.
Yeah, supposedly vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. And since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun.
Most of them, anyway.
According to the legend, the werewolf part of the curse, it's sealed with the moonstone.
What do you mean, sealed?
It's a witch thing. Whatever seals the curse is usually the key to unsealing the curse.
Maybe Mason Lockwood believes he can use the Moonstone to break the curse.
If we start believing in some supernatural witchy-woo legend from a picture book, we're idiots. Who is the stone now?
Tyler.
Can you get it?
Yeah.
See, now your life has purpose.
So you do believe it?
It's the same book that says a werewolf bite kills a vampire. Ignoring it make me an even bigger idiot. Let's go.
I can't believe this. It's a lot, I know. Catherine's been doing everything that she can to drive me and Stefan apart, and Caroline just got trapped in the middle.
It's not that you and Stefan are pretending to fight. It's that I didn't even know you guys were fighting at all.
I'm sorry. I don't want to keep things from you, but you've made it pretty clear where you stand with the whole vampire thing.
So that makes me the odd man out.
No, no, Bonnie, of course not.
I know where I stand, Elena, and I know where you stand. But where do we stand?
You're my best friend, Bonnie. I didn't mean to let this craziness with Caroline get in the way of that. But she needs you too.
Not yet. She's a vampire. I can't. I think we should get back.
Bonnie walks away. Mason carries a storage box across the Lockwoods grounds and smiles across at Stefan, who's standing behind a table taking wine glasses out of a crate.
Hey, Stefan.
Mason?
Wasn't expecting you here. Or anywhere.
Yeah, I had this little accident. But, I'm fine now.
What did you do to Sheriff Forbes?
Oh, she's fine too. But from now on, you'll have to do your own dirty work.
Not a problem.
Mason walks off, bumping into Bonnie.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Bonnie watches him go and looks troubled. Stefan walks over to her.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
When I touched him, I saw something.
What do you mean, like a vision?
I saw Elena.
You saw Elena?
He was kissing her.
No, Bonnie, Elena wouldn't kiss. You didn't see Elena. You saw Catherine.
Elena's in the Lockwood mansion, staring out at the grounds. Damon steps up beside her.
Damon, what are you doing here?
Looking for my baby bro. Speaking of, you tell yours to stop following me around.
What's going on?
Ask Eager Beaver.
He goes.
Jeremy, what is he making you do?
He's not making me do anything. Damon and I...
No. There's no Damon and you. There's Damon and whoever Damon's using. And those people, they end up dead. Whatever's going on, Jeremy, I want you to stay out of it.
No, I don't really care what you want, Elena. It's because of you that I'm in this mess in the first place, so... I'm sorry, you don't really get to tell me what I'm gonna do.
Damon and Stefan.
Catherine's with Mason Lockwood?
We missed it. He got into town right after she did. It makes perfect sense.
I know, but Mason Lockwood?
Werewolf thing aside, the guy's a surfer. She's gotta be using him.
She has to be.
Using him for what?
Mason Lockwood's looking for a moonstone that allegedly can break the full moon werewolf curse. Maybe Catherine wants it as well.
Why?
Well, no idea. It's the beauty of Catherine. It's always up to something.
So how are we going to find this moonstone?
Jeremy's getting it from Tyler.
Why would you involve Jeremy?
He's playing Indiana Jones. He involved himself.
Matt and Tyler.
She's this amazing girl one minute, and then this raging, jealous freak the next.
Look, you know what I think of Caroline Forbes? She's an insecure, neurotic, bitchy little twit.
Hey, but the girl's got heart. She means well.
Just gotta take the good with the bad sometimes.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get an extension cord. I'll be right back.
Matt walks off, and Jeremy wanders over to Tyler.
Hey, man. Hey. Hey, so I did a little research on that stone you showed me.
What? What?
I don't know. Curiosity, boredom.
What'd it say?
Well, it turns out that it's part of this Aztec legend, but I want to make sure it's the same kind of stone. You think I could, check it out again?
Nope. Gave it to my uncle.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm done with legends and curses. I don't want anything to do with it, okay?
Yeah, sure. It's probably just, stupid folklore anyways, forget it.
Stefan and Damon had been observing the conversation from up on the terrace of the mansion. They look at each other, then walk off. Elena sits down on the stone steps and texts a message to Stefan. Everything okay? Stefan texts back, with Damon and Bonnie, fill you in later. Bonnie's with them and stops walking.
Okay. This is as far as I go.
Okay.
What do you want?
A favor.
That's gonna happen.
So predictable.
That's why I brought him.
Elena texts, Damon and Bonnie, fill me in now. Stefan talks to Bonnie.
I know how you feel about helping us out, but since you're the one that linked Mason with Catherine, we finally have an opportunity to get an upper hand on both of them, so just hear us out.
Pretty please.
Elena waits for a response from Stefan, then calls him.
I'm listening.
I have to fill Elena in on what's going on. Can you play nice, please?
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing? You shouldn't be calling me.
I know, but I have no idea what's happening. Damon's got Jeremy into something, and you've got Bonnie with you, and I'm sorting stupid masquerade masks for Mrs. Lockwood.
All right. It's okay. Hold on.
All you have to do is touch Mason Lockwood again, see if he gave Catherine a minute, so.
My visions don't work like that. I don't get to ask questions.
How inconvenient. Although, let's talk about that little witchy juju thing you do with me. You know, the fun one where my brain bursts into flames? What is that?
That's me giving you an aneurysm. Your blood vessels go pop. But you heal quickly, so I do it over and over again.
Is it vampire specific?
It'd work on anyone with a supernatural healing ability.
Good girl.
Damon, I'm not gonna help you hurt him.
Mason Lockwood's a werewolf. Catherine's evil. They're the bad guys. Really? You gonna play morality police with me right now? Let me put it to you another way. They're a threat to Elena. So you, witch, are gonna get over yourself and help us.
Yeah, he meant that as a question, with a please on the end.
Absolutely.
Mason comes out of the house.
Hey, can you move your van? Locked in.
He sees Bonnie trying to move a table.
Hey, how'd you get stuck doing that by yourself?
All the guys bail. Something about draft picks? I don't know. I don't speak that language.
Here, let me give you a hand.
He suddenly winces, holding his head in agony and dropping to his knees.
Sorry.
Damon knees Mason in the face, knocking him cold. Damon opens the passenger door of Mason's SUV and Bonnie gets inside. Damon and Stefan bundle Mason's limp body into the back of the SUV, then Damon gets in beside Bonnie and they drive off. Caroline and Liz in the cell.
So I mainly drink from blood bags. It's not as good as the fresh stuff, but it beats that animal blood that Stefan's been trying to get me to drink.
So you steal the blood from the hospital?
Damon does. I've been pilfering his supply, so.
As long as you have blood, you don't need to kill?
I want to. It's my basic nature now. But on a healthy diet, I can't control it. I'm getting better at it. I'm better than Stefan. He's a bit of a problem drinker. A bloodaholic.
I don't want this for you.
I know. But when life gives you lemons... Damon's home.
Liz looks around, bewildered. Bonnie comes in with Damon, carrying Mason.
Here's his bag. As requested.
Hey, grab that corner.
Why are we doing this?
Because I don't want to stain the carpet.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
Yeah. Judging again.
Mason slumped in a chair.
He's not going to be out much longer.
Whoa. Looks like this guy's used to being tied up.
Bonnie holds Mason's head.
What are you doing?
You're looking for a moonstone. I'm trying to help you find it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Find out if you gave it to Catherine. Find out where she is. And find out what they're going to do with it once they get it.
Somewhere small. Dark. There's water.
Like a sewer?
No, like a well. It can't be right. Yeah. It's a well.
Why would it be in a well?
I told you, I only get what I get.
Mason rouses.
That's it. That's all I got.
Hey, Judgy. Thank you.
Bonnie leaves Damon with Mason.
Come on. Wake up, wolf boy.
Caroline sees Bonnie heading for the door.
Hey! Hi. How's your mom? Elena filled me in on everything. I'm gonna take her home tonight. Caroline, never mind, I gotta go. Did you, find the moonstone thing? Not yet. Hey, do you remember that old well where we used to play when we were kids? Yeah. It's in the woods. Do you remember where? On the edge of the old Lockwood property. Why? I think that's where Mason is keeping the moonstone. I gotta go. Well, I can come with you. No, it's okay.
Bonnie looks at Caroline and considers.
Sure. Okay.
Matt and Elena unpack costumes.
So where's Caroline? This is like her thing. I can't believe she's not here.
She has something else to do.
Is she seeing someone?
Matt, come on. No, she's not.
Stefan walks over as Tyler comes in.
Anyone seen Mason?
He took off, said he wasn't sure when he'd be back.
So weird.
Tyler trudges out. Stefan gets a text from Bonnie and Elena looks over at him. The text reads, "Looking well, old Lockwood property." Elena approaches him, but he quickly leaves. She looks furious and glances up at Matt.
I'm not even going to ask.
Elena thinks, then looks over at the doorway Stefan exited through.
I'll be right back.
Damon's heating up a poker while Mason's chained up.
Ooh.
Someone's feisty.
Mason struggles and his chair falls backwards. Damon strides over and looks down at him.
What?
Damon pushes the red-hot poker deep into the right side of Mason's upper chest.
You can hurt. Good to know.
I was afraid you were going to be some beastmaster with no affinity for pain.
He looks at the wound.
Oh, you heal quickly. Not good.
Guess I'll just have to keep applying pain.
Damon yanks the chair back onto its legs, then walks over to the fire and reheats the poker.
So, Catherine, how do you know her? What's she up to?
Mason spits on the floor.
I have all day.
He strolls back over to Mason and pushes the glowing red poker deep into his stomach. Holding a torch, Stefan trudges through dense woodland. He comes to the circular stone entrance to a well with a metal grill resting on the top. Stefan peers through the grill as Elena runs over.
What's going on?
You shouldn't be here.
I know, but I am. What's going on?
Bonnie thinks the moonstone is down here.
He rips the padlock off with his bare hand and slings away the circular metal grill. He turns on the torch and peers into the deep well. He hops up onto the stone lip of the well entrance, and Elena hands him the torch.
Hey, be careful. I'll
only be down there for a minute.
He drops about 50 feet into the waist-high water at the bottom of the well. His skin immediately begins burning and blistering, as though splashed with acid.
Elena!
Stefan?
Elena!
Stefan, what's happening? What's going on in there?
Propane!
Elena yells down the well, then tries to lift some chains beside the well, but they won't budge.
Stefan! Elena! Caroline, Stefan's down there, and the chains, bless it, No, you can't. It's filled with propane. Caroline, we've got to get him out. Well, now!
Caroline lifts the chain at the Salvatore's house.
When did you two meet?
She seduced you, until she loved you. You're supernatural, so she can't compel you. I'm sure she used her other charms. Catherine's good that way.
Jeremy.
But I told you to leave.
I found something in Rick's box of stuff.
Ooh. What is it?
I did a search on my phone. It's a plant, Echinitum vulparia. Grows in the mountainous areas of the Northern Hemisphere, commonly known as aconite, blue rocket, and wolfsbane.
What else did you read?
Well, every source says something different. One myth says it causes lycanthropy, which sounds bogus. Another one says that it protects people, and another one says, well, it's toxic.
I'm guessing toxic.
Damon takes the wolfsbane flowers from Jeremy and walks over to Mason.
What's Catherine doing in Mystic Falls?
He doesn't answer. Damon shrugs and strokes the wolfsbane down Mason's cheek, causing it to smoke like it's being burned.
Why is she here?
She's here with me. Why are you asking? Jealous?
How rude of me. I just realized I didn't offer you anything to eat. Yummy.
He pushes the wolfsbane into Mason's mouth and Jeremy looks away, repelled. At the well, Elena makes a harness for herself using the chain. Caroline holds the other end of the chain.
I got you, okay? What's going on? You just took off in a blur?
I heard Elena screaming.
Help her, now. You ready?
Yeah.
Bonnie looks on nervously as Caroline lowers Elena down into the deep well. The chain slips, but Caroline grabs it tightly.
Sorry! It's okay, keep going! Come on!
Caroline feeds the chain into the well, lowering Elena down to Stefan, who's now unconscious in the vervain. Elena pulls Stefan's head out of the vervain. His face is bloody and blistered. She loops the chain around him.
Elena, what's going on down there?
Elena!
Caroline hauls on the chain, and Stefan's limp body is lifted out of the vervain. He's pulled out of the well, and Bonnie unfastens the chain, while down at the bottom of the well, Elena shines her torch around. Stefan's blistered body is laid down on the ground beside the well.
Elena, ready for you.
Hold on. I need to find the stone.
She searches through the vervain, while behind her a snake slithers on the rocks that form the well wall.
Hurry!
Elena pulls a small wooden box out of the vervain.
Hold on! I think I found it!
She picks up her torch, then suddenly drops the box as snakes slither up her arm. She grabs the box.
I got it! Come on! Bring me up!
Caroline hauls on the chain and Elena is lifted out of the vervain. She reaches the top of the well and Bonnie helps her out.
Oh God!
She sees Stefan's blistered body.
Stefan!
Stefan!
Elena cuts her hand with a sharp stone and holds the wound to Stefan's mouth.
I got the stone, Stefan. It's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
What do you want with the moonstone?
Screw you!
Wrong answer.
If he was gonna say anything, he would have already.
Taking your eyes now.
The well! You can find it there!
I know where it is. I wanna know what it does and why you want it.
Getting it for Catherine.
Why?
She's gonna use it to lift the curse.
Of the moon? Now, why would a vampire help a werewolf break a curse that keeps them from turning whenever they want?
So I wouldn't have to turn anymore.
Why?
Because she loves me.
Damon looks bewildered, then laughs.
Now I get it. You're just stupid. Catherine doesn't love you. She's using you, you moron.
I'm done talking.
Yes, you are. I'm gonna take a walk, Jeremy.
I'm staying.
No, you should go.
I'm staying, Damon. You said enough.
Just help Tyler. Don't let this happen to him.
Damon. You want to be a part of this? Well, here it is. Kill or be killed. The guy's a werewolf. He killed me the first chance he got. So you suck it up or leave.
Damon lets go of Jeremy's throat.
He wants me to kill him anyway. Don't you, Mason? Really is a curse, isn't it?
Jeremy stands and walks out.
You know, I look at you and I see myself. A less dashing, less intelligent version.
I love her.
Oh, I know. I've been where you are. Catherine will only rip your heart out. Let me do it for her.
He plunges his hand into Mason's chest and pulls out his heart.
You're pretty handy with that thing.
Yeah, well, it's a skill. Here.
In the Gilberts' house, Alaric gives Jenna a piece of food, then kisses her.
Where's the sea salt?
Table.
They kiss again. And Alaric takes some dishes over to the table. Elena comes in and Alaric mouths, "Are you all right?" She nods, holds her finger to her lips and points upstairs. In the cell, Liz sits on her bunk listening to Caroline.
So I pulled Stefan out of this well, and he's all verbaned and just rotted. But Bonnie wasn't mean to me once. And I really think it's progress, you know? What? I'm freaking you out.
It's just that you've become this person.
No, I don't. We're just starting to get along.
This strong, this confident person.
Oh.
Liz smiles proudly.
Thank you.
You don't have to take my memories away. I'll keep your secret. Look, if you're worried about them, just say you compelled me. I won't tell. I'll never do anything to hurt you.
We never talk like this. Ever. And today meant so much to me.
Me too.
She takes Liz's hand.
I know. I know I can trust you. But you're never going to trust them.
Caroline's irises dilate.
I'm going to take you home. You're going to forget that I'm a vampire.
I'm going to forget that you're a vampire.
You'll remember you got sick with the flu. You had a fever, chills, and ickiness. But I made you soup. And it was really salty. We bickered. You got better. And then your selfish little daughter, who loves you, no matter what, went right back to ignoring you. And all is right in the world.
Damon wraps Mason's body in a sheet as Stefan comes in holding the moonstone.
All this for that?
Yep. I see you've exercised your usual restraint.
Had to be done.
Damon texts on Mason's mobile.
Carol, big opportunity in Florida, gonna be gone. For a long time. We'll send for my things once I get settled. Much love, Mason.
Let's get rid of the body.
Ooh, last number dialed. I wonder who that could possibly be.
No, don't provoke her.
He presses last number and calls Catherine.
Mason, should have been here an hour ago.
Wrong boy toy.
Damon, for once you've surprised me. I assume Mason's with you.
He's right beside me.
All those hearts across the room.
Catherine looks surprised.
You shouldn't have.
I've had a very busy day today. Killed a werewolf, found a moonstone. Hey, did you know that he hid the moonstone in the bottom of a well full of
vervain? Guess he didn't trust you very much. Although he did love you. Poor guy. Hey, where are you? Because, you know, I can bring him over. Last goodbyes and all that.
You have no idea what you've just done.
Aw, did I put a kink in your master plan? I'm so sorry.
Do you honestly believe that I don't have a plan B? And if that fails, a plan C, then a plan D, and you know how the alphabet works, don't you? Send my love to Stefan.
She hangs up, and Damon looks a little rattled. Stefan stares at him sternly. Elena comes downstairs and joins Alaric and Jenna in the kitchen.
Where's Jeremy?
He went straight up to his room. He said I wasn't hungry.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know. Everything go okay today?
There were a few hiccups, but yeah.
Of course, I understand. Elena, it's for you.
Who is it? Hello? Hello, Elena.
Holding the phone to her ear, Elena stares at Alaric, then turns away.
Catherine, did you enjoy your little rendezvous with Stefan this morning?
I will always know, Elena.
I will always be one step ahead of you. When are you going to figure that out?
Do you know how easy it was to get inside of your house? To replace Aunt Jenna's vervain perfume, to convince her to stop drinking her special tea?
No. Jenna's been my little spy for days now. But unlike you, Jenna actually listens to me.
So, when I suggest that the world would be a much better place if she were to just
Jenna, no!
Jenna stabs herself.
Well, you get the idea.
Catherine hangs up. In hospital, Elena walks into a corridor and Jeremy stands up.
Is she okay?
The doctors told Lark that she got lucky. She's gonna make it. She's gonna be okay.
Does she remember what happened?
No, nothing. It's all part of Catherine's mind compulsion.
Why would Catherine hurt Jenna?
Because he's trying to send a message that she could get to anybody.
Hey, come here. Look, it's gonna be okay.
No, it's not.
She's gonna pay, Elena. I don't know how, but she's gonna pay.
They hug. Elena nestles her head in Jeremy's shoulder, while Jeremy stares into space with an icy expression. Tyler comes into Lockwood Mansion and looks around at the elegantly decorated dining room. Carol smiles at him.
Looks good.
Thanks. It was nice to see Matt today. He hasn't been around for a while.
We've both been busy, I guess. Have you seen Mason? The guy's been AWOL all day.
Actually, Tyler, Mason headed back to Florida.
What?
I'm sorry, honey. I know how much you two hit it off.
So he just left?
I was hoping he'd stick around. I thought that with your dad gone, that... Anyway, he's gone. So, I guess it's just you and me now.
Tyler looks down and forces a brave smile. Carol leaves the room and Tyler sighs heavily. Elena comes into the library of the Salvatore house and sees Stefan standing at the fireplace, gazing at the flames. He turns round and stares at her, swallowing back his tears.
I'm so sorry.
We were stupid. Sneaking around thinking that we weren't going to get caught.
I know.
We did this. Stefan, Jenna's in the hospital. And Jeremy could be next. All because we didn't listen to her. Because we're together. Stefan.
I know what you're going to say to me.
Then let me say it. I've been so selfish because I love you so much. And I know how much you love me. Stefan, it has to be.
Go ahead,
man. No, Stefan.
She holds his face in her hands as tears roll down his cheeks.
It has to be.
Biting her lip, she looks away, then kisses him. She tries to find words to say to him, but turns away and leaves. Wearing an agonized expression, Stefan looks down. Elena walks briskly across the hallway to the door. Damon sees her.
Elena.
She turns back and looks at him through tear-filled eyes.
I riled Catherine up. I wasn't thinking. I didn't think.
It doesn't matter, Damon. She won. Catherine won.
She leaves, closing the door behind her. Matt is in Catherine's bedroom as she paces.
I apologize if I seem rattled. Circumstances have changed suddenly and I had to adjust. Mind control is a necessary evil. You see, I need a werewolf. And I've lost the one that I had. Now tell me what you're going to do to help me get a new one.
I'm going to go after Tyler Lockwood.
And you're not going to stop.
And I'm not going to stop.
Until?
Until he kills me.
She smiles. The Vampire Diaries. ITFC audio description.
Hi, I'm Pixie Lott. You can catch me on ITV2 for my very own One Night Stand, where I'll be performing some of my favourite tracks.
One Night Stand with Pixie Lott, next on ITV2.